No, I lost him, or sort of half lost him, 2 weeks ago. But I last saw him, which is what you asked, just before I came into your office. I just checked to see he was okay. Which he was. Well, sort of okay. If you can call it okay.
And, where was he, exactly when you checked to see that he was okay?
In his basket. Shall I bring him in? He's just out here.
She went out of the room and returned with a medium-sized wickerwork cat box. She put it down on Dirk's desk. Its contents mewed slightly. She closed the door behind her. Dirk frowned. "Excuse me if I'm being a little obtuse," he said, looking round the basket at her. "Tell me which bit of this I've got wrong. It seems to me that you are asking me if I will exercise my professional skills to search for, and if possible, find and return you a cat,
yes,
which you already have with you in a cat basket.
Well, that's right, up to a point."
"At which point is that?"
"Have a look for yourself."
She slid out the metal rod which held the lid in place, reached into the basket, lifted out the cat, and put him down on Dirk's desk next to the basket. Dirk looked at it. It, Gusty, looked at him. "There is a particular disdain with which Siamese cats regard you. Anyone who has accidentally walked in on the Queen cleaning her teeth will be familiar with this feeling." Gusty looked at Dirk and clearly found him reprehensible in some way. He turned away, yawned, stretched, groomed his whiskers briefly, licked down a small patch of ruffled fur, then leapt lightly off the table and started carefully to examine a splinter of floorboard, which he found to be far more interesting than Dirk. Dirk stared wordlessly at Gusty. Up to a point, Gusty looked exactly like a normal Siamese cat. Up to a point. The point up to which Gusty looked like a normal Siamese cat was his waist, which was marked by a narrow, cloudy, grey band. "The front half looks quite well," said Melinda, whatever her name was, in a small voice. "Quite sleek and healthy, really."
"And the back half," said Dirk,
"is what I want you to look for."
Beyond the grey, cloudy band, there was nothing. The cat's body simply stopped dead in mid-air. Everything below, approximately the ninth rib, was, well, absent. The odd thing about this was that the cat seemed quite unaffected. This is not to suggest that it had learnt to live with its sad affliction, or that it was courageously making the best of things. It was, quite simply, unaffected. It didn't seem to notice. Not content with ignoring the normal requirements of biology, the cat was also in clear breach of the laws of physics. It moved, jumped, promenaded, sat, in exactly the same way as if its